Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is K1RA, activating the FARNAP. This NAP is held weekly on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Okay, let's try this again. QST, QST, QST. This is K1RA, calling the FARNAP. This NAP is held Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. My name is Andy, and I am your net control operator this evening. Nothing heard. This is a directed net, and being so, net control will invite check-ins. When prompted by net control, each amateur wishing to join should transmit and say their entire call sign. Standard phonetics are encouraged. Net control will acknowledge each station in turn. Once all participants have checked in, net control will invite them to transmit. When called upon by net control, participants may choose to introduce themselves, provide their location and equipment, or describe any amateur radio or technical challenges, accomplishments, or other similar activities. They're always interested in any other relevant amateur radio news or topics you may wish to share, for questions and or information you are seeking during your turn, including possibly wanted to buy items or items for sale. Please be aware that our repeater employs a 3-minute cutoff timer for all transmissions. If needed, then key and wait for the repeater beep before talking any longer. At the conclusion of your comments, net participants need only to ID with their call sign and turn the repeater back to net control. This is Net Control Operator K1RA. I will now take a round of check-ins at this time. I will acknowledge your call in turn. Please call now.
UNH-TV4, Golf, Victor, Hotel, K4-GVH, Robert. We'll wait.
Zulu, Chuck and Opal.
Here is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar, Zulu Hotel.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-ray.
Okay, very good. Okay, very good. Let's we'll take a pause there just to confirm some stations. We've got Dad, K1HTV. Thanks for checking in. Robert, K4GVH. Good evening. I believe there's two stations that double, but first give me a roger. I think it was KO4 Bravo Charlie November. Is that a roger?
Roger.
Okay, thank you. And then was that you, Chuck? Kilo Oscar 4, Victor in Norway, Zulu. Roger?
Roger.
Okay, thanks. Then we got KM4OZH, we got KO4WYX, Matt, we got KQ4PRE, and Reed AA1RB. Are there any further check-ins for the Wednesday net? Please call now.
November 4, Kilo Lima.
Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Bravo Echo.
Okay, very good. A couple of others. We got N4KL Kevin and a KQ4GBE. Was that Scott? Is that a roger? Over.
QSL, roger, roger. Scott and Roundhill.
Okay, Scott, be good. Okay, let's hold it there for the moment and go through a quick set of announcements, and we'll pick up some more check-ins here shortly. So from our FARA website, w4va.org, coming up on March 30th, we have our informal club breakfast open to all in the area. You're welcome to join us at the bistro at the Fauquier Hospital up on Hospital Hill here in Warrenton, Virginia. That is, as always, the last Saturday of the month, so that would be March 30th, is in a couple of days. See you there. Then we get into April. We have our monthly club meeting, normally the second Thursday of the month. That would be April 11th at the PATH Foundation Building, also in Warrenton, Virginia, at 7:15, April 11th. See you there. ThawFest Green County HamFest coming up on April 13th. And there is a VE test session on April 20th, sponsored by the Virginia Volunteer Examiners. Again, more information can be found on our website, w4va.org. Let's see, in reference to our upcoming meeting this month in April. Looks like tentatively we have a presentation, short presentation from Mark, KD6AKC, short intro to Aries, those who might be interested in getting involved in that facet of the hobby. Neil, AB4YK, has stepped up to do also a short presentation on a project, his milliohm meter. So either tune into our WebEx or come attend in person for more information on that. So that is the end of announcements that I have. Before I go into a round of comments, is there anybody who has an announcement for the net that they'd like to get out now? Please call K1RA. Okay, so there being no further announcements, let's recognize K1HTV. I know you've been working the DX. Bands have started to settle down and pick up again. How have you been doing, Dad? Over to you.
Kathy, and good evening to you and everyone. This is K1HTV. Conditions after the X1.1 flare a number of days ago, conditions have stabilized. The solar flux has gone down a little bit to 175. K-index is 1, which is great for working stuff over the North Pole. And right now I am working DX over the North Pole on 10 meters. Starting to slow down a little bit, probably go down to 12 and then 15 meters as the 10-meter band ramps down. But this evening, I've been able to work in China, North Korea, South Korea, Indonesia, Japan, Philippines, quite a few stations over in the Asian area. A couple days ago, starting up 4 days ago, we had some openings, some trans-equatorial propagation to the south. I was able to work into Peru and Ecuador. HD9MD in the Galapagos Islands showed up. Was able to work him. Today worked Uruguay and Argentina and just a couple of stations. But most interesting was 2 days ago, FKHCP from New Caledonia, which is just east of Australia, popped in on a number of decodes. Had worked him before a couple of decades ago, and he does not like to work dupes. Anyway, he had worked that evening. I heard him sending it Roger 73 to 7Q6M in Malawi, a long haul from New Caledonia over the Pacific, over South America, over the Atlantic, all the way to Malawi, and he's able to complete that contact, very long-distance contact. So 10 has been great. 6 is even more interesting, and if you can get on the air, we're near the peak of the sunspot cycle. Plans for this evening, attend a Zoom meeting held by the Rocky Mountain area 6-meter DX Club. Forgot the name of the 6-meter range, Western Range. Anyway, it's they have a every once in a while I have Zoom meetings. This particular one will have Scott McIntosh, whose group has predicted the sunspot cycle to peak, and the numbers are coming very close to what they had said that they would occur, and they really beat the NOAA NASA group in their prediction. So when it's over, the meeting will be available on I believe on YouTube, and I'll post that site for those who want to listen to what Scott McIntosh had to say. That's it for now. Back to Net Control. I'll see you guys Saturday at the Bistro. This is K1HTV.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for the update on solar conditions and the upcoming presentation by Scott. Look forward to seeing what new news they may have on the sun. It's been nice to see it active with some of the flares and boosting HF conditions, especially 10 and 12 meters. Right now, seeing some good decodes out of Asia myself by the SDR skimmer. Next on the list, we have Robert, K4GBH. How are you doing tonight? What do you got to report from K1RA?
K1RA, this is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GBH. Good evening to everyone on the net. Just thought I'd check in here. I haven't checked in here on a Wednesday for a long, long time. I would have been to church tonight, but couldn't go because the person called me and said their uncle is passing away, so they'd be out of town. So other than that, I'm doing well, because I'm sitting right here, been messing around with 2 meters a little bit today, and I'll be glad when I can get back on HF this weekend when I go to Dad's. I'm a fire HF rig up there. I'll be going there for Easter. But just giving some good old time for Travis to work on that rig, and I know he's taking his time on it, and that's the way to do it. So, and hopefully I can soon get that Kenwood TS-690 back over here at Reva, Other than that, I'm doing well there, Andy, and I hope your daughter's doing well, and I hope she's safe where she's at today and all that sort of thing there. Just hoping everything and each and everybody's safe there. So good to hear everyone. You're doing a great job as usual on the net there, Andy, and this is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, and 73, back in net control.
Okay, Robert, very good. Well, glad to hear you on a Wednesday night net and that you're doing well. Yep, family's doing well here, so thanks for asking. Daughter's down there in Newport News, going to college, getting ready to wrap up her freshman year down there in computer science. So she's chugging along. Next on the list, Mike, KO4BCN, how you doing, and what have you been up to in the hobby from K1RA?
Well, I've been mainly working this week, working a lot. For once on Wednesday, I do not have a call with Taiwan, so I got to check in here, which is really nice. I should be getting some DigiKey parts and some set cut and send in the next day or two so I can go in and finish up my rotator. And then I can start attacking a build on a circular polarized Yagi. I've been researching, found a couple of neat designs that I think I can handle in my home workshop here, which is actually pretty well equipped, but I've never built anything quite like that before, so I'm looking forward to the challenge. Back to you, Andy.
Hey, Mike, very good. Well, sounds like maybe with that type of system, maybe you're looking to do some satellite work, maybe some terrestrial to me to work. I'm not sure you didn't comment on what bands, but anytime you need a rotor, you're going to be doing something pointing at something. I guess to dovetail off something Robert had mentioned earlier about just being on 2 meters and playing around, those of you who have been watching the last couple of days, we've had some good tropospheric enhancement up and down the coast. There's a good opening from Florida all the way up to New England on 2 meters a couple of the mornings ago. So it's about that time of year to keep your eye on the simplex frequencies. And you might hear some distant stations coming in. Of course, you can always hear distant repeaters as well. They're tuning around the band, listening for things out of state. Next on the list, Chuck, KO4VNZ, over to you.
K1RA, this is KO4VNZ, Chuck in Opal. Thanks for taking that, Matt. Not been on the air much this week. I have been online in the ARRL Learning Center working on one of the courses needed to go to the second level in Aries. And that's been it for most of the day, or this week. Saturday. My plans for Saturday have changed, and I find that I will make the club breakfast. And finally, in practice for net control and all, I've been shadowing you, so playing the part of your alternate net control tonight. With all that, this is KO4VNZ, Chuck, 73, and back to net.
Hey, Chuck, very good. Well, thanks for playing silent alternate and stepping up to NCO challenges and responsibilities. Just while we're talking about that, I'd like to again thank and recognize Rick, KN4FTT, who actually, I believe, took over last Sunday's net, Stephen, AG4SR, who's taken over a couple nets, and now Jeremiah, K4HCO, who's stepped up to fill in some of the Sunday nets. As mentioned in on Groups.io, and if you're interested in becoming an NCO, please reach out to Farinet at w4va.org. Be glad to get you involved. Next on the list, we have Jill, KM4OZH. How you doing, and how's projects?
K1RA, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Andy, and everybody on the net. Oh, I just plug it away. Actually, what I'm trying to tidy up from the thrash before VAQB, you know, when you can't find any of your tools and they're just buried and piled. It was time to start the house clean a little bit. I haven't even taken the gear out of the car yet. Of course, I had full Saturday morning of VAQP. I had full intentions of taking pictures. Had the camera right there. I was starting out. I was plenty early to do that, and that just went away, that idea went away. So not one picture got taken the whole time. So I'll have a couple of new, a few new things that maybe are not photographed. So I will have to do myself a photo op here in the yard, just so there's some kind of record of that before I disassemble. But anyway, but that's about all I got going on, and I do need to get with K1H TV and to see if we can simulate a CUSO in the Virginia CUSO party that was not working exactly right, and I'll have to get with Rich and see if we can schedule something maybe this week before I take the gear out of the car and see if we can do a couple of checks to see maybe where the issues were. That's all I got for this evening. Back to you, Andy. This is KM4OZH.
Okay, Gail, very good. Yeah, as always, I do collect pictures from VAQP for the next presentation that I'll do for the club next spring, prior to next event. So always like to show off folks' ingenuity in being a mobile or portable or expedition station out in the field, or a home layout at a fixed location, antennas, gear, you name it. We want to see it, give folks an idea on how to better set up a station, especially for the new guys who joined us. I would like to point out that John, KX4O, has been doing a bang-up job on collecting all the VAQP logs. He is our representative for the club for collecting and aggregating and then sending them all to Spark in a batch. So if you haven't sent your logs yet, please do so shortly. And John has also been doing a great job of doing analysis. We have 39 member logs so far, 10,888 QSOs in total, over 2.4 million points for our club combined score, and I believe we're over 1.1 million points for our Virginia club score. So we'll see how we stack up to the Potomac Valley Radio Club, who eked us out last year and took one of the plaques away from us. Next on the list, we have Matt, KO4WYX. How you doing, and what have you been up to from K1RA?
This is KO4WYX. Good evening, all FARA members and visitors. I haven't been doing too much in the ham radio world. I should say, not with radio. I've been fighting some, I got some cheap laptops that I've got that are like 12-volt powered for parks on the air, and one of them decided to quit working. I've had it for about 2 years and an $80 laptop the last 2 years I got my money's worth, but I think I'm trying to save it, so that's what I've been playing with lately. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to make the breakfast on Saturday. I was kind of bummed about that, but I kind of promised, you know, the other half a lovely hike in the Shenandoah that isn't on fire, and that is the plan for Saturday now, since we didn't get to go last weekend. I have to cash that, but VAQP was fun for me. I did it for my second time. I definitely will continue to do that to support the club. It was a blast, and I learned a lot, and I'm looking forward to the next one already. KO4WYX, back to Nat.
Hey, Matt, very good. Well, I wish you good weather this Saturday. I hope it's a pleasant hike and that the weather is cooperative. Looking at the KX4O VAQP analysis page, I see you almost worked 200 QSOs, contacts. That's great. 25,000 points, a great contribution to the club. So glad you had a good time, and you'll be coming back again next year. That's great. Next on the list, we have KQ4PRE. I believe the name is Aaron, and looks like you're a newly licensed ham, so welcome to the hobby. Why don't you introduce yourself and let us know what you've been up to in the hobby. And K1RA, go ahead.
K1RA, this is Quebec 4, Papa Romeo Echo. Just that, like you said, brand new ham. I've only had my license for a couple weeks now, so just starting to wade into everything. I was actually fortunate you and your dad were my first couple contacts, so I appreciate that. You kind of point me in this direction with the net. This week, the only thing I've really been working on, I actually starting to build out a station, or at least looking at parts. But I got my first off SDR, I got a RTL. SDR dongle, so I started playing with that yesterday. Definitely antenna limited at this point, but yeah, so just starting to feel my way through the hobby. This is KQ4PRE, turning it back over.
Hey, Aaron, very good. Well, again, welcome to the hobby. Glad you're getting in there with both feet and jumping right into SDR, software-defined radios. That's a great way to play relatively inexpensively compared to what some of the radios can cost you to at least get on the air and start receiving. Now, hopefully you can maybe get out an outdoor wire, an antenna on that thing, and start experiencing HF a little bit. If you've got any questions, I've been playing with SDRs for over a decade. I have a whole bunch running here at the house, some web accessible. Those folks who don't have a home station or can't listen on the HF bands, as well as some various ones set up for digital decoding of some of the text and messaging modes. So more than happy to answer your questions if you're looking for some more advice or things to do with the new toys. Next on the list, we have Reed, AA1RB. How you doing? Go ahead.
Hello, K1RA, Andy and Annette. Good evening. Nice rainy evening to be indoors talking on the radio. The main ham activity I've been up to in the last couple of days is putting together a kit for a 40-30-20 QRP antenna that has the built-in tuner. It kind of intrigued me that it's one of those QRP guys kits. But measuring out the wire in my basement has been a challenge. My basement's not quite long enough to accommodate all that length of wire. And I'm kind of wondering how I'm going to launch it up in a tree. So that's my what I've been up to. And on the parks on the air front, I have a video meeting tomorrow afternoon with representatives from the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service and the State Wildlife Service. So they're going to explain to me why I should not be doing my ham radio stuff in their fishing lake. So that's what I'm up to, and I'll let you know how that comes out at the breakfast, I guess. So K1RA and the group, this is AA1RB, back to the net.
Hey, Reed. Well, first, good luck with the kit. Be interested in hearing and seeing more about that if you're willing to do a short presentation at some point in time and or just a couple of pictures to show off. Always interested in seeing that at a meeting and or the group's I.O. forum. Always encourage folks who are working on things to remember that they can surely share items of interest and accomplishments and kits there. So give folks an idea of what's going on in the club, and the upcoming video calls on some of the trials and tribulations of trying to do some POTA events from various parks on the air with the radio. Now, please, as well as maybe bringing information to the club breakfast, please post that stuff to Groups IO, because I know a lot of folks were following your thread and were interested in some of the responses that have been gleaned so far through the email. Next on the list, Kevin, N4KL. How are you doing, and what have you been up to in hobby from K1RA?
Thanks, Andy. It's N4KL. Not much new with the radio hobby. I've been spending too much time watching the NCAA basketball tournament, so that kind of ate into my radio time this week. I do have two antennas I'm going to try and repair. One's a long wire, and one is a fan dipole, and just waiting for the weather to break just a little bit. Maybe tomorrow it won't rain. I'll see if I can get out there and repair at least one of them. That's about all I have. So thanks for running the net, Andy. K1RA in the group from N4KL.
Okay, Kevin, very good. Well, glad you could join us and break away from the TV there a little bit. Hope your team is winning if you got anything riding on it. And good luck with the antenna challenges and getting those running and working repaired. And look forward to hearing more about activities as you get time to spend back on the hobby. And then we got the last station on the list, Scott, KQ4GBE. How you doing from K1RA?
K1RA,
K1RA, this is KQ4GDE. Doing good, Andy. I've been really enjoying the upgrade to general privileges I got a few weeks ago, and I have been on the 40-meter national traffic net and the 3905 Century Cut nets the last 10 days or so, and finally got up to speed on NetLogger and EQSL, so I'm really enjoying it. This is KQ4GDE, back to net control.
Oh, well, congratulations, Scott, on earning your general. That's right. I forgot that you're working towards that. So good deal. You've gotten into the hobby and up to that status at the ticket level at the right time of the sunspot cycle for sure. Especially as my dad and some of the others have noted, 10, 12, 15 meters, really in great shape during the daylight hours now. Of course, 20, 40, and 80, you know, pretty much. Good as well later in the day and in the evenings if you're not home to take advantage of daytime band conditions. But very good on getting involved in some nets, learning NetLogger, and just in general learning to use new privileges and hear more about your EX worked on the air and what awards you might be going after and what other nets you might be finding on HF. Okay, so that brings us to the bottom of the list. I guess I'll make a comment here myself. First of all, everybody's had very good audio this evening, good deviation, decent signal strength, although there's been a couple of weak stations. Surprisingly, I haven't heard as badly the repeater interference that we've been experiencing over the last couple of weeks. I will point out that, first, thanks to John KX4O, part of our repeater committee. He was up on the hill this week at the tower and just summarized his report to the board members. But the tower crew was hired by the lighting company to address the shortcomings of the previous January install. That's to include grounding and bonding of wires to their control box on the ground and at the topmost light fixture, analyze the tower warning and error signaling between their control box and the county, reaffix the top support for the Farah VHF antenna was dislodged during one of their previous climbs, which had made our antenna unstable. And finally, they were to address the interference issue, that two-second buzz, the noise that we've been hearing, which was caused by the lights on the tower. The first three were accomplished during the visit. The fourth was not. There's thanks to K1HTV and K3FR support during the testing. We needed some weak signal sources to demonstrate to the vendor what the issue was. The short of it is there's a better understanding now on the LED light noise issue, but still much needs to be done to bring it to closure. So more to follow in the hopefully not so distant future on that. Okay, so I'll take another round of check-ins. Is there anyone else who'd like to join the Wednesday night net tonight? Please call K1RA now.
This is AG4SR.
KD4REV. Whiskey 8, Bravo Tango.
Okay, net recognizes AG4SR, KD4REE, and W8BT. Is there anybody else who'd like to join in? Please call now.
KW4TO.
Okay, and KW4TO. Very good, guys. Thanks for joining in tonight. Let's start with Stephen, AG4SR. Welcome back. How you been doing? And if you had any time to get back into the hobby, go ahead.
Good evening, Andy. And unfortunately, I have not had a whole lot of free time since I've been back, other than just a quick chat earlier on the radio today. Have not had much opportunity since I got back from the Philippines. A whole lot of flying, 3 days. Well, 2 days to get there, 3 days of work, 2 days to get back. So lots of fun. But all said and done, it's good to be home and added my 65th country that I've traveled to. So I've traveled to more countries than I've done DX with at this point. So, otherwise, looking forward to playing around a little bit on JSA call this evening and checking out everything. Seems like the band is doing a bit better tonight than it had been before I left, so that's always a plus. That's about it for me. Go ahead and pass it back over to Net Control. Thanks, Andy, for running the net. K1RA, this is AG4SR.
Hey, Stephen, very good. Well, on your way to DXCC travel. Hope you're taking a postcard from every place so you can get that verified and confirmed for TXCC, to travel to all countries. And yes, conditions are much better over the just in the last 24 hours or so, maybe 36 hours, things have started to stabilize and pick up again. And yeah, especially on the higher bands now that things are settled after the X flare earlier in the week. Sim, KD4REE, how are you doing? Over to you from K1RA.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Just waiting to go to the general physician on April 12th to get some blood tests done. No real major updates since I saw a cardiologist. And on the radio front, I'm going to try to listen to 75 meters and 40 meters, see how the band conditions are, see if they're really better than they were the past couple of days. I think there was also a coronal mass ejection. Yeah, so I'm just listening on the, using the web SDR, see if I could hear any DX stations, and maybe I'll listen to 17 meters tomorrow, or if I remember, try to listen to any DX as well. I gotta run and finish up some things, so I'll turn it back to you, Andy, from KD4REV.
Okay, Sam, very good. Yeah, there was an aurora. K-index was 8 about 48 or more hours ago, so that really wiped out some of the lower bands, and things, as I said, a little bit more settled. Getting to the end of winter season, and usually as we go spring into summer, 75 meters is not usually as good for long-haul DX. Still can hear some good stuff, but as we get into the summer months, it'll be pretty noisy. So enjoy it now while we've got some days without some thunderstorms across the U.S. And good luck listening on 17. And I still have yet to copy you on any bands, copy your whisper station on any bands. So check every time that you check in here. So no reports yet from Virginia to Virginia, although I know you've been spotted around the country and around the world. So good deal on that. Travis, W8BT, how are you doing from K1RA?
Hey, good evening, Andy, and all on the net. This is W8BT. Trying out the Bofang here on 1 watt from the fourth with the rubber ducky. I did chime in a little bit the other day during the weak signal testing between Ron and Rich for the tower, when the tower climb was happening. But anyway, hopefully I'm making the repeater okay, maybe, hopefully, no buzz on my signal, but give it a shot, see if I can get some buzz, but not a whole lot of activity, just a lot of work, and trying to squeak in some time to get Robert's radio looked at, but that's about all I've been doing since VAQP. This is W8BT, back to net.
Hey, Travis, real good. Yeah, thanks for helping out the other day when John was on the hill, as he was looking for some weak signals. Yeah, so there's been one or two stations where I could barely hear I wouldn't even call it a buzz. It's even just a light hiss. But you are the weakest of all the stations that have checked in today. And I still wouldn't call it quite a buzz, but the 2 second noise burst, which is more of a low level hissing sound on your signal, is present. So it must be the lights are on and flashing away. I'm just not sure if it's good band conditions tonight. I mean, overall, you're fairly quieting into the repeater and good deviation, good audio. So it's not objectionable, even though it's there and I can hear. And I've got headphones on, too, here with the headset, listening to the repeater. So I'm not sure that others would hear it on a normal HT or a rig speaker. And down to the bottom of the list, we got Glenn, KW4TL. How you doing? What do you got for the net tonight? Any anything fun in the hobby? Go ahead.
Good, yeah. Good to hear everyone tonight. This is Glenn, KW4TO. I've been continuing to kind of test my fairly new antenna. It's a 160-meter inverted L. And basically all you need is an 80-meter half-wave antenna folded over and then a large chunk of metal on the ground. And then I have a remote tuner. And it's been a very good general purpose multi-band antenna. So I think I'm going to leave it in the air. It's been working quite well on the low bands and the high bands, so that's kind of my general purpose antenna that I'm going to leave up. I'm not sure if I mentioned, I've been for about 7 months trying to get my hands on a functional Elecraft KH1. I ordered it back in October, and it arrived about a month ago, and it was unfortunately dead on arrival. The folks at Elecraft have been very pleasant to deal with, but they are troubleshooting and fixing the one that I sent back, and they said it had a bad PIC microprocessor. So I'm assuming they tested it when they shipped it out, but I guess it failed in transit or something. But looking forward to get that functioning radio in my hands, hopefully in the next couple weeks. I will give some reports on it once I get back. And then I can do some CW pedestrian mobile. Back to net control. This is KW4TO.
Okay, Glenn. Well, sorry to hear about the KH1 fiasco. That's unfortunate. Yeah, I know you've been waiting for a long time, and I know Elecraft's been quite slow over the last year or more in trying to get out all sorts of their equipment. I had a KXPA100 I was waiting for with the tuner for some time, and it was just forever to get it. Fortunately, mine worked when I got it, but bad luck on the PIC controller. I wouldn't have expected that to go bad in transit. I don't know what it traveled through, what kind of electromagnetic field it may have seen along its travels, but it would have to have been something pretty big, I would imagine, to zap it. Okay, well, good luck, and a comment on the 160 inverted L. I ran one for quite a number of years. Great antenna as well, I noticed. It was a very good general purpose transmit and receive antenna. I had actually just run it with a K3 with the auto antenna tuner. No tuner out at the base, just back at the end of the coax in the shack. And I was able to tune that thing on all bands. How efficient was it? How well did it work? You know, it's always good to have another antenna, so it was something I could tune to at times, turn to at times, and it would be better than some of the others. It didn't always outperform all the others I was using, but surely more wire means more capture area, so that's always a good thing. And that brings us to the bottom of our list. I'll take one more round of check-ins and possible rechecks. If you'd like to call in, please call K1RA now.
W8DT recheck.
K6AKC, bubble.
Okay, I've got two. I've got W8BT as a recheck, and Mark, KD6AKC as a new check-in. So, Mark, mobile, why don't you go first? How are you doing in the hobby? I'd mentioned earlier in the net that potentially you're on the hook, maybe for doing an Aries presentation/short intro for those who might be interested in that facet of the hobby and getting involved. Touch base with you more on email, but what have you been up to from K1RA?
K1RA.net, KD6AKC. Good evening, all. Finished a late dinner and hopped in the car. The net was on, so I could finally check in and have him back on 66. So I've not been doing much with the radio lately. This is the first time I've been on in a while. I'm listening often, but haven't been on and talking much. But looking forward to doing more of that. I'm retiring as of tomorrow, and so I'll have a little more time for the hobby, I hope. And plan to get to a good station built in the house finally. So kind of ruminating on plans for all of that. Other than that, not a whole lot for the hobby. But wish everybody a good evening, and back to that, KD6AKC.
Okay, Mark, very good. Well, congratulations and on the retirement. Please keep me in the loop if you need any help. Some big antennas in the air over there. If you need an extra pair of hands, you're not too far down the road from me since you moved. So willing to help out where we're needed. And, good luck in getting to spend some more time on the amateur radio hobby. So we have Travis, WHBT, for your recheck. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening again, Andy and all of the net, and congratulations to you, Mark, on your retirement. I just wanted to note, my first check in there, I was purposely holding the antenna at a 45-degree angle, and so I had a little bit of noise on the repeater. Now I'm holding it straight up where the repeater seems to be full quieting, so just curious if the 1 watt with the rubber duck is still got a little bit of buzz on it. This is W8BT, back to net.
Okay, Travis. Yeah, I would say about the same amount of hiss. It's the most hiss that I've heard all night on the signal, on anyone's signal. I would say from a quieting perspective, I didn't really notice any difference in your overall signal strength, your carrier signal strength into the repeater. It's the same level of quieting. I don't know, 80% maybe. It's you know, as I said, you've got good deviation, so it's not objectionable. So yeah, I guess that little rubber duck isn't and you might be picking up more local noise in the house there than actually changing your radiation pattern to and from the repeater here in town. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, and I'd like to also thank all stations who participated this evening. This concludes our FARANET. If you have any questions or comments on tonight's net or for the FAUCIR Amateur Radio Association or becoming a club member, please send an email to FARANET. That's FARANET at W4VA.org, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. Everyone is welcome to continue the dialogue on the repeater after the conclusion of this net. As usual, I go over to our 70-centimeter repeater after the net. If anybody would like to check out their UHF 70-centimeter equipment, our repeater is on 442.250, positive split, same PL as this repeater. And we'll just do a quick round of check-ins, no comments, just a roll call. This is K1RA returning the repeater to normal use. Good night.
Node K1RA disconnected.
KD6AKC, KB4CFP.
Kilo, Quebec, or Quebec, Juliet, Oscar, connected to W4VA. Kilo, Quebec, or Quebec, Juliet, Oscar, disconnected.